We're going to try to run through a number of issues that come up on Daf Lamed Vav, Amud Aleph at the bottom, and Amud Beis. This is really several shiurim's worth of material, but we'll do what we can. Let's just quickly go through the Gemara, identify the issues, and then start trying to attack them one by one. The Gemara, again, I ask you to start at Tanur Rabbanan Lamed Vav, Amud Aleph, about two lines before the lines get wide. Tanur Rabbanan. Tefillin me'emasai mivarech aleihen. How early in the day can a person say a bracha on tefillin? So the Gemara says mishas hanachasan, from the time of putting on tefillin. So ketzad, what does that mean? When is the time of putting on tefillin? Hayimashkim latzas l'derech. A person gets up early because he has to travel somewhere. So he's up before Amud HaShachar. U'misyari shama yovdu, and he's afraid that if he carries his tefillin, they're going to get lost. He puts them in a suitcase, it might get lost. But the only way to really protect them and know that he's not going to lose the tefillin is by wearing them. So manichan, he could put on the tefillin, mishiyagi zmanon, and as soon as the zman hanacha comes, mimashmish ba'anu mevarech aleihen. He should be mimashmish b'tefillin, he should move the tefillin, touch the tefillin, and then make the bracha at that point, from touching the tefillin. So this is a very interesting concept, that there is this idea of being mimashmish b'tefillin, that being mimashmish b'tefillin somehow is a, how would you say it, that it's a maisa hanacha, that's called that it's out, because what bracha is he going to say? Think about it, if he's being mashmish b'tefillin, he's saying make a bracha lehaniach tefillin. Is this going to be over las yasan? That's considered a bracha over las yasan. They're saying the bracha before he's doing the mitzvah, the maisa mitzvah. It sounds like mashmish is some sort of maisa mitzvah of hanachas tefillin, which is interesting because it doesn't seem like it. You know, you're just recognizing its presence. So we're going to see exactly what the bracha is and what the issues are. Vad masay manichan, and until when can he have the tefillin on him? If he put on tefillin during the daytime, how long can he leave man ad shetishka chama, till the sun sets or tesa kochavim, whatever it might mean. Rabbi Yaakov amar shtich l'regel menashuk. So that's a familiar concept to us, tichl regel menashuk, from what? Where do we know it from? What? Ner Chanukah, most famous day, I think, right? Tichl regel d'tamudai, Rashi says, till the people finish coming home from the market. So that's tichl regel menashuk. It's the same as what it says by Ner Chanukah. That's the way most Rishonim understand. The same thing over here. So whatever, half hour after Shkia, I think, is how we define it. But in Chanukah, so we define it the same over here. V'cham omrim ad zman shena. V'cham shena, he doesn't have to remove his tefillin until it's sleepy time. U'modim chamim Rabbi Yaakov, she'im chaltzan, latzeis l'beis hakiseh, l'kanis l'beis hamerchatz, that if a person took off the tefillin because he was going to go to an unclean place, and before he got back, v'shaka chama, the sun set, So the Gemara is drawing a distinction between putting on tefillin and leaving on tefillin. That one cannot put on tefillin after Shkia at all, but one may leave on his tefillin if they're on from before, well after Shkia. We're going to have to discuss that as well. What does that mean? Why would there be a difference between putting on tefillin and leaving on tefillin? If Laila is lavzman tefillin, if Laila is somehow mufka from tefillin, why would one be allowed to leave it on if he can't put it on? So anyway, Amar Rav Nachman Halacha K'Rabbi Yaakov. We pass on like Rabbi Yaakov that you don't have to remove them until Tichla Regel Min Ashuk. Rav Chisra Bar Rav Huna Matzlu Bubu Orta. They would daven Mariv with their tefillin on. Ikeda Amri Amar Rav Nachman Ein Halacha K'Rabbi Yaakov. And some say no, we don't pass on like Rabbi Yaakov. Rather, we pass in that right away Mishatishka Chama. Person is supposed to remove his tefillin. Rav Chisra Rabbi Rav Huna Matzlu Bubu Orta. And Rav Chisra Rabbi Rav Huna davened Mariv in their tefillin, and they didn't take them off right away at Tzeisu Kachavim. So that's like Rabbi Yaakov. So how can you say we don't pass like Rabbi Yaakov? How hu pliga? Yeah, Rav Chisra Rabbi Rav Huna disagree, and they think that Allah is like Rabbi Yaakov.
Why is it specifically
Rabbi Yaakov? Why do we identify Rabbi Yaakov? Why do we identify Dafka Rabbi Yaakov? I mean, there's so many different opinions.
It's not specifically.
What do you mean? It could be the Chum's opinion.
Like it doesn't say that he took it off. It just said he wore it. He just said he wore it at time X. It didn't say he took it off. but at sleep time or at
right. We don't know when they took it off. Right. We know that they were davening Marv. I guess if it was all the way till Zman Shena, then we wouldn't have said as a chiddush that they davened Marv with it. So the fact that they davened Marv with it is in the Chabal Chidusha, meaning that's what we know they did only as far as Rabbi Yaakov went. Okay. Frankly, Gemara, Umi Amara Barafuna Hachi, Vamara Barafuna, Safi Hashaykh, Safi Lo Hashaykh, Lo Cholit, Velo Maniach. Is it true that Rab Barafuna did this, that he davened Marav with his tefillin? Doesn't he say that if you're not even sure if it's nighttime, you can't put on tefillin, but you don't have to take them off? But it sounds like Havadei Hashaykh Cholit, if you know for sure that it's nighttime, you do have to take them off. No, Hasan Barav Shabbos Itmar. So now we touch on another issue. That Erev Shabbos, removing tefillin on Erev Shabbos. There is a sugya in Masechta Shabbos that talks about a number of tekios that they would blow on Erev Shabbos to warn people about certain things. And one of the tekios was to warn everyone, okay, now it's time to take off your tefillin. So there was a taking off the tefillin on Erev Shabbos. That's when it's vaday laili, you got to have it off. So apparently it's much worse to have tefillin on Shabbos than it is to have tefillin on at night. So we'll have to see why that would be the case. So Micah Safar, what is the svar of Rabbi Rav Huna? Ika Safar Laila's man tefillin, Shabbos Nami's man tefillin. Ika Safar Shabbos loves man tefillin, so Laila Nami loves man tefillin. The Gemara says the two issues are completely linked to each other. If you hold that you're allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos, you hold that you're allowed to wear tefillin at night, or not even allowed. If you hold there's a mitzvah to wear tefillin on Shabbos, you hold there's a mitzvah to wear tefillin at night. If you hold not one, you hold not the other. How do we know that? Because it's all from the same pasuk. It's all from the same drash, the same words in the pasuk. Same place we learn not to wear tefillin on Shabbos, that's where we learn not to wear tefillin at night. So we darshin miyam yamim yamim v'lo leilos. You don't wear tefillin at night. Miyamim amongst the days, there are certain days that you wear tefillin, but v'lo kol yamim. Prat l'shabbos v'yam tovim. Did Rabbi Yosef Lili? Rabbi Yosef Lili darshins that same phrase. Miyamim yamima. Yamim is not night. Miyamim is not Shabbos and Yantif. So yeah, you can't have it both ways. Rabbi Kiva says, you got to read the Chumash. You know, you can't just take a pasuk out of you look at the Chumash. It's not about tefillin. It's about Karban Pesach. What are you talking about? There's nothing to do with tefillin. It's telling us to be shomer the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, to do it each and every year. Miyam Yamima means each and every year. So what are you learning of tefillin and Shabbos and Yantif and Laila? No, but you can't learn anything. But either you learn everything or you learn nothing, it sounds like. Rabbi Akiva learns nothing about tefillin from this pasuk, so Shabbos you wear tefillin, and Laila you wear tefillin, and Rabbi Yosef learns everything from this pasuk. So no tefillin on Shabbos, no tefillin Yontif, no tefillin at Laila. So the Gemara answers, no, really, Rabbi Rav Huna holds Laila is Zman tefillin, and that's why he wore for Mariv, but he still holds Shabbos is not Zman tefillin, because Rabbi Akiva also holds you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yantiv. Titania Rabbi Akiva Omer Yachli and Yachadim Tzolim Shabbos Yom Tov Tamalomar Vayla'os Al Yadchul Tatafos Beinecha. That the pasuk says that tefillin are supposed to be an os mi shetzrichim os Yatzu Shabbos Yom Tov Shehin Gufan os. Only days that require an os require tefillin. Shabbos and Yantif themselves do not require an os because they are an os, so it's unnecessary to put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif. But Laila is Zman tefillin according to Rabbi Akiva. So the way it would seem to turn out is if you're going to darshan tefillin from Vishamarta, right? Miyam Yamima. So then you're going to have to say no tefillin Shabbos, no tefillin Yontif, no tefillin Laila. If you're going to darshan from Os, then you're going to have to say no tefillin Shabbos and Yontif, but yes tefillin at night. Right? That's the way you would have to be consistent. Either Pasuk Rabbi Yosef, either Pasuk Rabbi Akiva. Something further to think about over here, and really the Gemara touches on it right now, is what do I mean when we say no tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif? Both Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva agree, no tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif. Shabbos loves man tefillin. What does it mean it loves man tefillin? Does it mean that it's not a time that you're mechuyev to wear tefillin? Or does it mean it's a time that you may not wear tefillin? Very big difference. Is there an isser to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif? So maybe that might be subject to this dispute as well, especially in light of the ensuing discussion of the Gemara. Amr Ablazer Kalamaniach Tfilin Achashkias Achama over Ba'aseh. Rabbi Yochanan over Balav. It's a violation of either an Aseh or a Lav to wear Tfilin at night. Lame Rabbi Yavanam Rabbi Law, come if we do. Amr Rabbi Yavanam Rabbi Law, call Makam Shnemar, Yishomer, Pen, Va'al, Eno Ella, Los Aseh. Demaris Slade Rabbi Yavan, Demaris Slade Rabbi Yavan. What are we darshaning over here? Where do we get that it's an Aseh or a Los Aseh? From what Pasuk? What are we assuming? We're assuming from the Pasuk, we're saying it's because the word either Hishamer, Pen, or Al is used. Which Pasuk did we have that has any of those words? The first one, Shamartes Chukas Osmadim Yam Yamima, right? The second one about Os didn't have any of those words. So within Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we're saying that when you violate this, it's a violation. When you wear tefillin at one of these undesirable times, you're violating either a lav or an assay, depending whether you hold the shamarta has to be a lav or an assay. But if you learn from Os, there is no v'shamarta, there's no hishamar, there's no pen, there's no al. Not necessarily a violation of anything. To wear tefillin on Shabbos, Yantif, certainly not night, because Rabbi Kiva holds that that's totally fine. Right? It wouldn't be a violation of anything. And even the Gemara's conclusion, look, the Kuli Al Misu Rabbi Avinam Rabbi Loi, Vacha Balkam Ifti Marsav Yishamar Lav Lav Yishamar Nasei Asei. Now everyone agrees that Yishamar Pen and Al are all Lashonos of Los Asei, but maybe Yishamar in the context of an Asei means an Asei. Fine, maybe that's what they're arguing about. But what emerges from this Gemara is that Yishamar, we're talking Isser when we talk Yishamar. We're talking not that you don't have to, but that you're not allowed to. What the Gemara never says is what about according to Rabbi Akiva? That Shabbos and Yantif don't require an os because they are goof on os. Does that necessarily mean that it's usher to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif? What would be the isser? Maybe it just means, see, you don't need to. Whatever tefillin are supposed to accomplish, Shabbos accomplishes by itself. Unnecessary to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif. Another point the Gemara has. Vamra Blazar. If a person is putting them on at night in order to protect the tefillin, mutter, you're allowed to put on tefillin just to protect them. Another very interesting concept. He saw him putting on tefillin at night. He says, oh, it's to be shomer the tefillin. And he said, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm protecting the tefillin. And they saw that that wasn't at all why he was doing it. It was clear that he wasn't doing it to protect the tefillin. It's because he really held Laila is Zman tefillin, and that there's a mitzvah to put on tefillin at night, and that's why he was doing it. So why did he lie? They said, oh, you're doing it to protect the tefillin? Yeah, I'm doing it to protect the tefillin. That's a lie. He was doing it because he held it's Zman tefillin. Halacha ve'in morin kein. It's a halacha he held to put on tefillin at night, but you're not supposed to tell people about it. What other halachas do we try to hide from people? Oh, you're supposed to keep Shabbos, just don't tell anyone. You know, just let Shabbos be yours. Well, where do we do that? Halacha v'ed morin kein? What would be the svar of halacha v'ed morin kein? Okay, worthy of discussion at least. Why would he be doing it? Just because he enjoys it, it must be that there's a key mitzvah of some sort. It's not l'shamran, so it must be that it's true. Mutter to do it l'shem mitzvah, that he's being mekayim a mitzvah, but he wants to hide that mitzvah from other people for some reason. Right? Apparently, he holds that there's no isser to do it, but you're not allowed to tell anybody about it. You have to figure that out. Yeah.
That's a lot, but if people do it, it will lead to something bad.
There is no formal isser, but you're afraid that there's going to be an isser violated if you let people know that.
Bad,
what bad could come about people wearing tefillin at night?
I don't know, like people who leave something out, which is a rabbin, that could cause damage to other people, so other people could take it. And then you can tell, like, some people say that that's a lot, but they don't teach it because they don't want people just like grabbing everyone's stuff.
Okay, so new over here is pretty obvious. What's going to happen? Everyone's going to go to sleep in their tefillin, right? That's l'chora what the concern is. Yeah.
If you hold Lila's man tefillin, then like if you put tefillin on at a lot or a lot, why would you have to say why wouldn't you be able to say bracha right there?
Oh, okay. Let's get to all that. I'm really just running through the Gemara, and then we're going to go back. Okay. One more line in the Gemara is critical. Just one minute. Amar Rabba Barav Huna Chayva L'Mashmesh B'Tefillin. There we have it again. L'Mashmesh B'Tefillin. But over here, it's not about any critical time where you're making a bracha, but it's B'Kol Sha'a, like all the time. Kalvachom mitzitz, matzitz shein ba'al askara achas, the tzitz, which we would normally think is like the holiest thing in the world, the Gemara says, yeah, but like it's not nearly as holy as the tefillin that every single 13-year-old boy has, right? The tzitz of the Kohen Gadol. So it only has one askara, still, Amar Torah vayal mitzchot tamid, shelo tasiach daito mimenu, tefillin, sheish ben askaras har be'alachs kamav kama. Wow. So this mimashmish b'tefillin, the Gemara is filling in a little bit more information about this mimashmish b'tefillin. What does it accomplish? That you remember that it's there. That you not have a hesach hadas from the tefillin. That's the purpose of the touching of the tefillin. But then we got to think back to the beginning of the Gemara. Why would you make a bracha when you're doing that? Right? When you're just recognizing that it's there. Don't you make a bracha on a maisa mitzvah? When you're maniach the tefillin, when you do something? What's this? Because I remember that it exists, I can make a bracha on it at that moment? Okay, a lot that needs to be clarified. So I guess we could break down the Gemara into four topics. First of all, timing of putting on tefillin, both in terms of early and late. The Gemara says if it's early, if you put on tefillin early, it could be mashmish ben mvarech. In terms of late, machlokas tanaim, when the latest time is, shkia, tichle regels, manchena. Then you have topic number two, machlokas whether putting on tefillin at night is over belav or over ba'aseh. And that whichever you're allowed to do it for the protection of the tefillin, and even if you're going to say that it's not a violation of anything that Laila is man tefillin, we don't go around blasting that out to the public. We don't want everyone to know that halacha vein morin kein. Topic number three: tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. So what did the Gemara tell us? According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, both Shabbos Yontif and Laila are not zman tefillin based on v'shamarta. Rabbi Akiva, Shabbos and Yontif are not Zman Tefillin because of Os, but Laila is Zman Tefillin. And then topic number four, that you can't be Masiach Das from your Tefillin, just like you can't be Masiach Das from the Tzitz. So let's go back to the beginning now. You put on Tefillin early. You put on Tefillin at 3, well, today before I'm in a shachar, camp time would have been like, someone asked me, are you going to wake up and have a coffee? Like at 3 a.m. and then what? Then you can't fall asleep again. So like you'd have to wake up. You wake up really early. You wake up at 3 a.m. You want to beat the traffic or whatever. You have to get out somewhere. I remember we went to a family simcha in Montreal once. It was actually Arya's cousin. So we went to I had just donated bone marrow the day before. I had. It was a pretty cool experience, saved someone's life. I was a match with someone, and they said, take it easy for 2 days, but to beat the traffic in New York, if you drive into Montreal, you got to leave at 3 a.m. So, like, I got back from the hospital at, like, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. My wife wakes me up at 2 a.m. Let's go! We're driving for 8 hours. So we drove for 8 hours at 3 a.m. So, okay, for whatever reason, you have to... I made it, and then I fell asleep when I got there. But, yeah, you want to get out early. You want to beat all the traffic. So what do you do? As soon as you put on your tefillin early, because you're going to stick it in the suitcase, the luggage, and get lost every day. No, so you put it on, and then you mashmish b'tefillin. Rashi explains, what does Rashi say? What's the point of you mashmish b'tefillin? Dehavi ki'ilu manichan. It's a quasi hanacha. It's as if you're being maniach tefillin when you're mimashmish. Nafkamina might be, the word mimashmish might mean different things in the two, at least according to Rashi, on Amud Aleph and Amud Beis. Right? Amud Beis, what's the point of mimashmish? Because like the tzitz, you got to remember it's there. So, what do you have to do to remember it's there? Just touch it, tap it, That will be a physical thing that you do to remind you that it's there. On Amud Aleph, that doesn't sound like that's what you're doing. On Amud Aleph, you mashmish, and that's a hanacha. So that sounds a little more like move it out of place and back into place. Maybe move it to a place where it would be possible, where you wouldn't be able to say the mitzvah, and then move it back into place. Something like that. The Rambam doesn't mention this halacha. This is a plia atzuma that Beis Yosef deals. The Rambam doesn't mention this halacha that if you're wearing tefillin before the zman, when the zman comes, you should be memashmish. So the Beis Yosef in Siman Lamed points out that the Rambam must have assumed, and this turns out to be a fundamental machlokas rishonim, how to understand this brisa of being mashmish b'tefillin. Let me ask you what your impression before I give you anything. What's your impression of this brisa? That the brisa says you put on tefillin early at 3 a.m. when the zman comes for tefillin, you mashmeh should make a bracha at that point. Only you mashmeh should make a bracha at that point. Is this brisa assuming Laila zman tefillin or Laila lav zman tefillin? I mean, the Gemara only really fleshes out that whole machlokas and amud beis. But is this brisa making the assumption that Laila is zman and Laila, or is it making the assumption that Laila lav zman? And what's the weakness in each argument? Before we see what Rishonim say, you would say Laila lav zman. Why? What's your raya? Why didn't you say a bracha at night? Right? If Laila was zman, you should have said a bracha when you put him on. What are you waiting to say the bracha now? Right? What's the counter argument? That what? And therefore, I mean, you don't want the Gemara to be shalok halacha. Okay, let's assume leaving out how we paskin, because how we paskin is probably a function of how we understand the Gemara. Let's just try to understand the Gemara first. Right? Is this brisa, so is there any way to assume that this brisa says that Laila is Zman Tefillin, and nevertheless, you're not saying a bracha till later? What would be the svara? Or what's the hechrech to want to say that it's Zman Tefillin, that Laila is Zman Tefillin? What do we say in Ambeis? We went through this whole thing that if you hold Laila is Lav Zman Tefillin, there are two possibilities what Lav Zman means. Lav Zman might mean it's not a time where you have to wear Tefillin, or it might mean that you can't. But we're letting this guy put on Tefillin. If Laila was Lav Zman Tefillin, what's he putting on Tefillin for early? True, he's not saying the bracha till later, but he's putting on Tefillin early. So that's an interesting question. How often would you say a bracha on tefillin? Probably if you took it off for a reasonable amount of time, it's probably like talis, right? You took it off. It's not like birchas haTorah, probably, unless you want a taina. No, because even tefillin, there's an isra of hesach hadas, but there's no isra of hesach hadas when they're not on you. The isra is only when they're on you, then you're not allowed to be masich daita. So it'd probably be like talis, where you would make a new bracha. It's not like, or like sukkah, where we make a new bracha when you go in again and you eat a new meal. What? Whatever brachas you hold to make, that itself is machlokas. But so the Beis Yosef suggests that the Rama must have assumed that this brisa assumes Laila Zman Tefillin, that Laila is Zman Tefillin. The Beis Yosef in Siman Lamed. The Rama must have assumed this brisa according to the Shita that Laila is Zman Tefillin, and why didn't you make the bracha then, when you first put it out at night? Well, because there's an isra drabanan, not to put on tefillin at night, because gzeira that you might fall asleep in them. But that's purely drabanan. On a doraisa level, this brisa is assuming Laila is man tefillin. The brisa is assuming that there is a mitzvah at night, but midrabanan we don't do it because we're afraid you're going to fall asleep. And therefore, don't say the bracha, the brisa tells you, because then people will get the impression that there's no such issue with drabanan, and that it's just totally fine to put on tefillin at night. But the Rambam's not going to quote this whole thing. Why is the Rambam not going to quote this whole thing? Because I hold, says the Rambam, Laila loves man tefillin. This whole brisa, shalok halacha. This brisa, assuming Laila's zman tefillin, it's just not telling you not to say a bracha because... It's just telling you not to say bracha because of a concern midrabanan that you might fall asleep. I hold that he loves man tefillin. So that's how the Rambam understands. Yeah.
Why would the bracha necessarily change? Why is the fact that now there's an issur derabanan to wear it at night? Would that change? Okay, so now you're going to make the bracha in the morning. You're still wearing it at night.
You're still wearing it at night, but this would probably fall under the heter of l'shamra. You're traveling, you're afraid it's going to get lost. So you're wearing it at night to protect it. But if your whole reason is to protect it, you shouldn't be saying the bracha. The bracha is when you put it on for the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is only in the morning. That's the Rambam. Now, the Torah quotes Rabbeinu Peretz, that it holds kimat the opposite of the Rambam. He holds the halacha, first of all, the halacha, the exact opposite of the Rambam. He holds the halacha laila zman tefillin. Okay, if the halacha laila is zman tefillin, why don't we wear tefillin at night? Okay, we're afraid that you might fall asleep. And this is midrabanan. Meaning what the Rambam thinks the Braisa held is what Rabbeinu Peretz in fact holds. That laila is zman tefillin, but don't do it anyway because we're afraid you're going to fall asleep. But since laila's fundamental, here's where the Rabbeinu Peretz differs. If laila is zman tefillin, since laila is zman tefillin, if you need to be yotzei l'derech, you're putting on tefillin at a time where you're mekayim the mitzvah midaraisa. So you might as well say the bracha. You know, Rabbeinu Peretz says that if you hold laila is zman tefillin and you're putting on tefillin at night, of course you're going to say the bracha. It's true, we generally don't recommend putting on tefillin at night because we're afraid you might fall asleep. But that doesn't change the fundamental fact that when you do put on tefillin at night, you're getting the mitzvah. So say the bracha. That's Rabbeinu Peretz. Now, why does the Braisa say no bracha? Rabbeinu Peretz says because the Braisa is assuming Laila loves man tefillin. It's remarkable, no? You have Machlokas Rishonim, Rambam, Rabbeinu Peretz, whether Laila's man tefillin, Laila loves man tefillin. And they're throwing around this Braisa like it's a hot potato. Neither of them want it. Right? The Rambam holds that Laila is loves zman tefillin. No, this price is saying zman tefillin. Rabbeinu Peretz holds Laila zman tefillin. No, that price is loves zman tefillin. It's against the, they're both saying it's against the halacha, but they're in opposite directions. Now the Rif and the Rush explain that the price is going like the Mandir Malaila zman tefillin. And still not to make a bracha, the Gra points out, because we don't want people to think it's okay to put on tefillin at night, because we still have this concern midrabanan. So, if you're going to assume that Laila is zman tefillin, and we just recommend not saying the bracha at night, because we don't want people to get the wrong impression. What if you did say the bracha at night? Come morning time. Should you say the bracha again? Right. If the Braisa is saying Laila loves man tefillin, and you said the bracha at night, well, it was a bracha levatala. Of course, you can say the bracha again in the morning. But if you assume Laila is zman tefillin, and you said the bracha at night, even though you weren't supposed to, because it gives the wrong impression, probably you wouldn't say the bracha again in the morning, especially if you hold like Rabbeinu Peretz. I mean, well, if you hold like Rabbeinu Peretz, you did the right thing by saying the bracha at night if you hold Laila zman tefillin. But it would turn out that you wouldn't have to say the bracha again. Now, this machlokas comes into play in a tshuva, just a moment. In tshuva, Rav Moshe wrote, when he was still in Laban, in Russia, Rav Moshe, Nigus Moshe, or Chaim Chelik Aleph Simin Yud. So it's unclear what the exact conditions were, but he was writing to someone who was Shaholich Al Kol Hayom La'avoda, person who worked the entire duration of the day, V'ef shalosh sham laniach tefillin b'kol ayom, and he couldn't put on tefillin all day long. Im yesh lahatir lo laniach tefillin kodem amar hashachar, can he put on tefillin at night and remove them at night? Meaning, this isn't even like the brisa where morning is going to come and he's going to still have them on. No, morning is going to come; they're not going to be on anymore. Can he put on tefillin at night? So, first thing you would need to determine to pass in the shaila is, what's the first thing you need to determine? Is Laila zman tefillin or is Laila loves zman tefillin? So if you hold Laila is loves zman tefillin, sorry, you're out of luck, right? Unless you say loves zman tefillin means you're not mechuyev, but there's also no iser. But if you hold Laila is zman tefillin, you think we'll be okay. Well, even the people who say Laila is zman tefillin don't actually wear tefillin at night. Why? Because they all can assume that there's some sort of din midrabanan, not to wear tefillin at night. So the next thing you have to do is, even if I determine that Laila is zman tefillin, am I comfortable enough to tell this fellow better to put on tefillin at night and violate the issur d'rabanan of putting on tefillin at night rather than not put on tefillin at all? Right? That's what you're playing with over here. Now, what would be the reason for that issur d'rabanan to put on tefillin at night? You might fall asleep. Why not? He's waking up to go to work. So the concern that he might fall asleep is a much lesser concern, says Rav Moshe. He should put on tefillin. Kivin shaleka kvar chashena kimo b'mashkin laderach b'shulchan aruch harachayim sim lamin. There's no concern he's going to fall asleep. He's getting up to go to work. Avol mistaver sheishlus moch b'lonzal b'rim perchev yatur sim lamin sheyochol gam levarech. He says, in this case, I think it could be something from a bit of parents. They could even say the bracha. Wow. Halacha they morin kain, but, you know, what are you going to do? This is a desperate situation. The Isser Chacham Shamonei Mibracha Hu Rakesha Asu Lekol Kama B'Shov Ravlu Vavlacha Inkan Isser Mamish. Over here, it's not Mamish and Isser. He says, if it was really an Isser, then there wouldn't be a halacha they morin kain. If it was really an Issa. When the Chum make an Issa, don't blow shofar on Shabbos, right? Do you ever hear a story in the Gemara, oh, this guy went and he blew shofar on Shabbos, but don't tell anyone. Halacha vein morin kein. No, when the Rabbanan make an Issa, the Rabbanan, it's for everybody. It's not like, oh, if you're a big tzaddik, you can have chicken and milk. Just don't tell anyone. No, it's for everybody. Halacha vein morin kein means it wasn't a formal Issa. It was a rabbinic concern, not a rabbinic enactment. You understand? It was a concern. They were worried, what's going to happen if this gets into the wrong hands? But it wasn't something that they made a din, lo sasur, that you have to follow this din. So it says, Ramosha, it's not a din. And therefore, the other side is that you're just not going to get the mitzvah tefillin at all. Yeah. Because you're still going to have the tefillin on later. So if you're going to be able to say the bracha later, better to do it then. I think that's the only difference, though. Because Rav Moshe compares it to that. You know, something similar to that. Now, what are the chachamim assuming? When the chachamim say you can leave the tefillin on until Zman Shena, are they assuming Laila Zman tefillin or Laila Lav Zman tefillin? You have your tefillin, you're not supposed to put your tefillin on at night, but you have in mind you can leave them on until you go to sleep. Is that working Zman Tefillin or Lav Zman Tefillin? So Rashi says, Laila Lav Zman Tefillin, but you can leave him on. That's what the Chavim are assuming, right? Is that what Rashi says? What is Rashi? Shem Chalza Echaz Amenich, the Laila Lav Zman Tefillin, right? Rashi in the Amar Alf, the Laila Lav Zman Tefillin, but you can leave him on. The Rambam holds, Laila Lav Zman Tefillin, like we said, and the Rambam says explicitly in Perek Dalet Al-Chayyur, it's aser to put on tefillin at night. Yeah, but if you have him on, you could leave him on all night. You know, leave him on until you go to sleep. Vein Morin King. But Laila loves man tefillin. He says, yeah, you can leave him on anyway. So Rashi and the Rambam hold that Laman Diyamar Laila Zman tefillin, how would the halacha change? Meaning, this whole discussion of, you leave him on, but only until you go to sleep, and don't put him on the Chachila, is only if you hold Laila Lav Zman Tefillin. But if you hold Laila Zman Tefillin, what would Rashi and the Rambam tell you? Leave him on, put him on, it's all fine. There's not even a Siddur Rabbanan, apparently. All these concerns, oh, you might fall asleep, that's only not to put them on the Chachila if you hold Laila Lav Zman Tefillin. But if you hold Laila Zman Tefillin, the Mitzvah Daraisa is overwhelming. And we don't know, we're not going to uproot a Mitzvah Daraisa. Put him on, no problem. We don't want to be Mvatel Mitzvah Torah. Now, the Rush in Simon Yud Zayin and tells us explicitly over here on the bottom, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, both say, you know, based on the Gemara and Brachas Mem Dalit, Brachas Nida, Gemara Nida Nun Aleph, the Bnei Marava, I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong Tos. Tos Rabbi Yaakov says that Laila is, that if Laila is Lavzman, then you'd have to remove them right away. Right? Rabbi Yaakov, Echam Sfirulu, de Laila Zman Tefillin. If you would hold Laila Lavzman, you'd have to remove them right away. All of these tanaim that let you leave on the tefillin a little bit at night, hold that Laila is man tefillin, and still the Rabbanan made a din to take it off. So it's machlokas just how strong the Rabbanan were about making some sort of din to get rid of the tefillin over here. If you, the way Rashi and the Rambam understand is, the Rabbanan never would have messed around with the mitzvah d'oraisa. If there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to have him on at night, the Rabbanan are not making any yisurim to have it on at night. The only yisur is if you hold that anyway, there's no chiv d'oraisa to have it on at night. But the way the Rosh and Tosfos understand is, no, the Rabbanan were concerned, even b'makom a mitzvah d'oraisa, similar to shofar, similar to lulav, similar to all those things, where the Rabbanan will say, don't do this mitzvah d'oraisa because it's going to come to a zilzul of the tefillin. You might fall asleep in it. So that's just a little bit about the about Laila Zmantzel and Laila Lav Zmantzel. So again, how it relates to our understanding of putting them on early in Yamashmesh Ben, and how that machlokas also relates to our understanding of leaving them on until the Zman Shein. Right? There's just 2 points. Now, next issue. The bracha when removing tefillin. Tosos Dibra Maslow Shamarta quotes from the Gemara in Brachas, Gemara Nida, that the Bnei Ma'arava would say Lishmor Chukav when removing tefillin. They'd say a bracha when taking off their tefillin. A bracha achrona on a mitzvah. That's what the Gemara calls it. And a bracha achrona on a mitzvah when removing tefillin. And Rabbeinu Tam explains, because you learn from Vishamarta Asachuka, so the bracha is going to be, if you learn that you have to take it off at night, from Vishamarta Asachuka Azos Madim Yam Yamima, the bracha should be Lishmor Chukav. Mamish, the words of the Pasuk, right? It fits perfectly. And that's the bracha you say when you remove tefillin at night. Most of the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ran, the Rashba, the Ritva, most of the Rishonim quote those who say that the bracha is said after every mitzvah. This isn't a special tefillin din. This is for every, and it's just it wouldn't be Lishmor Chukav, it would be Lishmor Mitzvosav. That there was, the Bnei Ma'arava said brachas achronos on mitzvahs. It wasn't just about tefillin. But Tosos holds that since we pass in Laila Zman tefillin, that's why we don't say a bracha. Right? Meaning, what's the whole point of the bracha? Because you're not allowed to wear tefillin at night. So you got to say the bracha when you're fulfilling the mitzvah of not wearing tefillin at night. But we hold Laila is Zman tefillin. Why don't we wear tefillin at night? Like we keep on saying, Drabanan! So that's why we don't say a bracha of the Shmar Chukah. Beis Yosef just asked the following. Okay, great. We paskin Laila is Zman tefillin, that's why we don't say a bracha. But you know what else we paskin? Shabbos is Lav Zman tefillin. And therefore, what should come out? Again, Tosus had said that the reason the Bnei Ma'arava said a bracha is because they held that Laila is Lav Zman tefillin. So they're taking off the tefillin before a time that they're not allowed to have it. That's when you say a bracha. But we hold Laila Zman tefillin, so we're not going to say a bracha. Yeah, but we hold Shabbos is, we, the Rambam, hold Shabbos is Lav Zman tefillin. And therefore, when you're taking off your tefillin Friday before Shabbos, the halacha should be, asks the Beis Yosef, they should say a bracha. Where's the bracha? That's Beis Yosef's kasha. Now, the bracha probably couldn't be Lishmar Chukav, though. Why am I saying that? The bracha probably couldn't be Lishmar Chukav.
We don't pass on that pasuk.
We don't paskin that pasuk teaches us not to say it on Shabbos Nyantin. Right, the Rambam paskins is the pasuk of Os. Right, so you wouldn't say the Shmar Mitzvah Sav, maybe, something like that. But that's Beis Yosef's kasha. So Beis Yosef says, no, it only makes sense to say a bracha on the removal of tefillin if it's derived from a lashon of Shmira. Shmira is a stronger lashon. But if it's only derived from we're not going to say a bracha on that. What does he mean? What does that mean? What difference does it make if it's derived from Shmira, derived from Os?
It's a
lav
or not.
What?
It's a lav.
Oh, whether it's a lav or not. If it's derived from Shmira, it's an iser. It's an iser to wear the tefillin. If it's an iser to wear the tefillin, so then I'm going to say a bracha when I take them off. Before that's my iser. But if it's just, you don't have to. You don't have to wear the tefillin. So then I'm not going to say a bracha. Now the Torah quotes from Rav Haigo and that if you want to say a bracha when you take them off before Shabbos, you could do that. That's fine. But the Torah says, that's ridiculous. What do you mean you could do that? Since when can you just mess around with brachas like that? You feel like it's say a bracha. You know what we call that? We have two words for that in the Hebrew language. Bracha, levatala. You can't just say brachas when they're not warranted. Now, the Rambam, let's get back into this Rambam a little bit. The Rambam in Perek Dal Arachia is very odd. Paskins that Laila loves Mantfilin, right? Based on Vishamarta Sachuka, right? The Rambam. Not like we Paskin, like the Rov Rishon that Laila is Mantfilin. Right? Where's the Rambam? Says the Rambam, Zman anachas tefillin b'yom v'lo b'layla. Right? Not night. Why? Shenemar miyamim yamima. Who's he basking like? Rabbi Yosef Aglili or Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Yosef Aglili, right? Chuk azui mitzvah tefillin. V'chein shabbosos v'yom tov v'mein on zman tefillin. Shenemar. What's he supposed to say now? Because same pasuk, right? V'hayu l'cha la'os. V'shabbos v'yom tov v'mein atzman la'os. What's he doing? All of a sudden he quotes Rabbi Kiva's pasuk. Very, very strange. Paskin's Laila loves Mantvillan based on Shemantz Chukka. Then Paskin's Shabbos and Yontiv is loves Mantvillan, but different Pasuk. Now, just as a side note, Beis Yosef wonders why, according to the Rambam, you wouldn't say a bracha when you take off Tefillin at night. Right? When you take off Tefillin for night, L'chor, you should say a bracha. If Tosfos Cheshbon is correct, that the Bnei Marava, they'd say a bracha because they're not allowed to wear Tefillin, so you should take off, you should say a bracha. So Beis Yosef, in Simon Chavtas, says that the Rama must have held that only the Bnei Marava said the bracha, and the Chachamim of Bavel disagreed, and that you don't say brachos on achronos on mitzvahs. For whatever reason, Beis Yosef said maybe the Isser is only putting them on at night, not leaving them on at night, whatever it might be. Or it could be Maariv Chaya suggests that the Bnei Marava held that you're over ba'asei if you leave them on at night. What kind of mitzvos do you say a bracha on? Mitzvos asei. What kind of mitzvos do you not say a bracha on? Mitzvos los asei. Maybe the Rambam Paskin says los asei to leave them on at night. Who's going to say a bracha on a los asei? But getting back to us, I'm already running too late. But the Rambam is troubling. He starts off like Rabbi Yosef Aglili, then shifts gears and finishes off like Rabbi Akiva. So Soloveitchik has an approach to this Rambam, as you might expect. And what he suggests, I'll try to really summarize it. He answers by asking another kasha first. What's this business with saying a bracha when you're removing tefillin? Even if it's from Lishmar Chukov, where do we ever make a bracha on refraining from an Isser? Oh, because I'm not going to be eating on Yom Kippur. Do I say bracha before Yom Kippur? I'm not eating on Yom Kippur. That I'm not going to be doing it. And over there, it's actually Naseh, it's Mitzvah Zinui. But like, you know, I'm not going to be doing an Isser at a Zman of Isser. So I'm going to say a bracha from recognizing the time limits of a Mitzvah. When Sukkot is over, I say a bracha that I'm not going to be over Baltosif by sitting in Sukkot the next day. What is it? What exactly is this? So Soloveitchik suggests the following yesod. The bracha of Lishmar Chukav is a bracha for tefillin specifically, in the Rambam's view, at least in Tosa's view, for tefillin specifically, on the mitzvah of being shomer your tefillin, on the mitzvah of protecting your tefillin, guarding your tefillin, the shmira of the kedushas tefillin. Laila loves mantfillin means that, you know why Laila loves mantfillin? Because at night it's kim'at impossible to be shomer the kedushas tefillin. At night is when a person sleeps, they don't have control over their faculties, it's not possible to be shomer kedushas tefillin properly at night. And therefore, the active way of showing, of fulfilling this mitzvah of shmiras tefillin is by removing them when you think you're not going to be able to protect them anymore. And the Rav Soloveitchik has many riyas to this yisod about Shmiras HaTefillin. The Mechilta in Parshas Bo, Parshas Yud Zayin, darshan from a pasuk, from our pasuk, Yom Yamima, says the Mechilta, we don't pass in this way, but it says the Mechilta, Magid, she'adam tzarich livdok es HaTefillin achas l'shnei masar chodesh. You got to check your tefillin once every 12 months. Whoa. Your mezuzah is twice every 7 years, your Sefer Torah, I don't know, whenever, and your tefillin once every 12 months, which are the most protected of all those three? Your tefillin, by far. Nothing's happening to them. They're locked up inside batim, wrapped up. What are you checking every 12 months? No, it's not a bit. Their cheskes kashrus is stronger than your mezuzah on your outside of your house, cheskes kashrus, right? but it's not about the cheskes kashrus. It's not about the risk of being ruined. It's about an increased mitzvah of shmiras hakadusha that you have by tefillin. Or, for example, the Gemara Sukkah Mem Vav says that the Rabbanu de Beir Avashi would say a bracha every time they were mimashmesh b'tefillin. They would say a bracha when they were mashmesh b'tefillin. So, the third place where you have mashmesh, they would say a bracha, similar to the beginning of our Gemara, when they were mashmesh. Tosfos isn't sure what bracha did they say. So, Rashi, we know what Rashi would tell us, because Rashi says mimashmesh bu is ki'ilu manichan. But Tosfos says, I don't know. Maybe it was laniach, or maybe it was lishmar chukav, Tosfos says. Why lishmar chukav? Because by being cognizant of your tefillin, that's what mashmash tefillin does, you're being shomer the kedusha of tefillin. You're not doing a hanacha, but you're guarding its kedusha by being cognizant of the tefillin. Another raya, the Gemara in Sukkot Daf Mem Beis tells us, at what age does a child, a child in different mitzvahs? What age do you give a child a real lulav? Katan ayodeya l'naneya, when he knows how to do the nanuin. Which, based on, you know, a quick survey of looking around in most shuls, never. The person actually learns how to do the nanuin properly. But, okay, katan ayodeya l'naneya, if he's old enough that he has the dexterity in his wrists, that he's able to do the nanuin properly, right? So then you get him a lulav. Wonderful. When do you get him tzitzis? Hayodeil is atef. He knows how to do an ituf in the tzitzis. When do you get him tefillin? I would say hayodeil lahaniach. Lishmar tefillah. When he knows how to protect them, how to guard them, how to guard their kedusha. Rosh Hashanah once told us, if I recall, I never asked him again about it, but he once told us, I think, that his father got him tefillin when he was 9 years old. Because he knew, he trusted that he would be able to be shomer. Can you imagine that? Like, for like, how long before you remember you put on tefillin? 30 days, 2 weeks, 3 months, 4 years? It's like very strange, huh? I don't know. But I think he mentioned that once. Maybe I'm making it up. But lishmar tefillah, that's when you start. Why? Because that's the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of shmiras tefillin. So says Rav Salvechik, Rabbeinu Tam says, to say a bracha when you remove the tefillin at night, if Laila's loves man tefillin, but not when you remove them for Shabbos, even though Shabbos is also loves man tefillin, because the reason you're removing them at night is different than the reason you're removing them at Shabbos. You're removing them at night because Shmir is not Shayach at night. Shmir is plenty Shayach on Shabbos. Shabbos happens to be loves man tefillin, but there's no brach lishmar chukav because there's no reason you'd be less capable of guarding your tefillin on Shabbos than you would be at night. And that's why Tosfos in Sukkah, that we mentioned before, concludes that when you're mashmish tefillin, what bracha? Lishmar chukav. Because being mashmish is the same kiyum as being choletz b'layla, guarding, protecting the tefillin. So that's the bracha, lishmar chukav, not laniach, Tosfos concludes. So how does this help the Rambam? The Rambam uses Rabbi Yossi Aglidi's pasuk of Hashamarta for layla, but not for Shabbos. Why? Because the pasuk of Hashamarta is all about shmiras kedushas tefillin. Yeah, that's nogeh to layla. But when it comes to Shabbos and Yontif, it's not about Shmiras Kedusha Setfilin. It must be some other Inyan. What's the other Inyan? Rabbi Akiva Shita. Os. It just doesn't need it. You already have an Os of Shabbos and Yontif. You don't need the Os of Tefillin. So the Rambam, I mean, it's still a little shver. What gives the Rambam the right to mix and match Tanoim? But at least there's a Svara. You know, the Svara is that Vishamarta, the Rambam understood as a kiyum of Shmiras Setfilin. And that's only shayich when you're going to talk about Laila loves matzilin. I can't do shmiras tefillin at night. So okay, so then I'm going to learn from Vishamarta. I could do shmiras tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif, so I'm not going to learn that from Vishamarta. I'm already 5 minutes late to my next year, so I apologize. There's obviously a lot more to see, and maybe later tonight. I don't know what I'm going to do yet tonight for the night shir. If you have requests, let me know. Otherwise, we'll do more tefillin stuff.